Something. Good morning and welcome into Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Ashley Dobrzynski and Kale Zomer up in the WBEV studio with you this morning. And Hometown Today is presented to you by our friends over at Professional Floor Covering. Professional Floor Covering is an Abbey Design Center located at 713 Park Ave in Beaver Dam. They are locally owned, and Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space. They have over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood tile, area rugs, and window finishings. It's so much more than floors. They have a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. Speaking of their countertops, they can do them in your kitchen or your bathroom. The material, color, and pattern of a countertop all play a major role in how a kitchen or bathroom model will turn out. They offer a large selection of quartz, granite, marble, and laminate countertops. They'll help you find the perfect countertop that fits with both your lifestyle and design. Visit PROFLR.com for all your needs. And we are very excited this morning to welcome in the Dogs Basketball Co. It's an AAU basketball team here. And we have Claire and Derek Skivington Green. Did I nail it?
Yes.
Awesome. How are you both doing today?
Good. How about yourself?
Very good. And tell me a little about yourselves and how you got involved with the basketball.
Yeah. Well, I'm Derek Skivington Green. It's my wife, Claire. I'll let her introduce herself. But how we got started into our company here, I've been coaching AAU basketball for over a decade. I've coached for the Wisconsin Playmakers previous to this for, over a decade. And it kind of got to the point where I usually stay with a team from 13 and follow them up to 17. Last year I graduated a team of 17-year-olds, and it was the perfect opportunity for us to start our own program. We decided to start the program simply because we were looking to build something more than just basketball. Mm-hmm. We noticed a lot of AAU companies and teams really focus on just basketball and how to make better players to go play in college. So Claire and I one day sat down and decided that we wanted to build a basketball company that was focused around the player as a whole. I'll let Claire talk about this as well, but outside of what we do in basketball, we also have college and career programming as well, and we really put a big emphasis on allowing the player that's with us develop into who they are outside of just, shooting threes and making layups and things like that.
Yeah, and that's so important, especially when I was in college, I changed my major 11 times. Yep. Being able to have that as a high schooler or even younger than that, it would be awesome to actually be able to do that. Now, Derek, were you a basketball player when you were a kid?
I was, yeah. I pretty much was born in the gym. my sister was a great basketball player when I was born. So my first memories are literally in the corner of a basketball gym with toys and little basketball and things like that. But I played at Columbus Catholic for high school out in Marshfield, Wisconsin for 4 years. And then I played at Lakeland University college basketball for two. And then I coached with them for a year before I ultimately left college.
So, awesome. Yeah. Well, great. And Claire, like Derek said, with you're bringing a human basically full circle. Can you talk about how you're able to grow these kids and what makes it special?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what makes Derek and I self-elected dynamic duo is that he has so much basketball knowledge and I have zero. And so I think we do a really good job of bringing, he has a really great grasp on what needs to happen within this space. And then I also have a perspective of, what if we tried this? And I don't really know what's always been done, right? So I'm not really afraid of keeping that same pattern. So with the programming, we really try to honor, the investment of the families. Typically AAU is from March to July-ish, with some variation there. And it's a huge time, financial, and energy investment for the whole family. A lot of it involves traveling. We just got back from Texas. We're leaving for Tennessee tonight.
Wow.
And, there's costs there that we can't control, right? But what we can control is keeping a touch point with those families throughout the year in the off season. So from a basketball perspective, that looks like offering additional skills training, scrimmages, things like that. But we also bring in monthly college and career programming. So last month, we partnered with our partner, Associated Bank, and we had our kids come to their campus and talk about teen financial literacy, how to open your checking, what is credit, how do I buy a car, things like that. That's what I said. When we were there, I said, if you're confused, you're not the only one, right? And also just having them have that touch point with someone local who, when you're ready to ask those questions, here's a friendly connection that you can now feel more comfortable with. And another example of that is at our college or at our orientation, we had some, you know, things about what are the tournament schedules, things like that. But then we actually did a college and career fair. So we had everything from tech schools. We had a really great partner that brought actually the hood of a car from MATC. And so we also encourage, exploring what does it look like to have a future in the trades. College and career doesn't just mean college, right? Mm-hmm. As Derek said, you know, he played basketball in college. I haven't mentioned this. I'm an attorney. And so obviously that's two totally different paths, and one is not right and one is not wrong, right? So we try to encourage our kids to identify their version of success, and just really offer as many resources as possible for them to be empowered to make their own decision.
I love that. Definitely yeah. Wish I had that when I was a kid. You know, it's very beneficial for both parents and the kid as well. And so talk a little bit about the team. What are the age ranges? How many teams, tryouts, information, all that fun stuff?
Yeah, good question. So we're in the thick of the season right now. We got only three tournaments left for most of our teams. We start in March and end in July, as Claire mentioned. We start in October, but we already have seven teams across the greater Dodge County area.
Wow.
We have about 10 or so on each team, so about 70 players in our program. Mm-hmm. We service boys and girls from ages 12U all the way up to 17U. And very shortly, we're going to be having another offer come out to the community for 9 to 11-year-olds,
awesome.
A little bit different than the AAU program, mm-hmm. But more information will come out for that. Tryouts, like I said, we're in the thick of the season right now, so tryouts is kind of the last thing on my mind. But we typically do a tryout in October, one in kind of the December, January time, and then one again in February right before we kick off our season in March. So,
and yeah. Where can people find information about this? And what does it look like if a parent wants to enroll their kid? What does it look like time commitment-wise?
Yeah, great question. I'll talk time commitment, and you kind of talk where to find it. Perfect. Time commitment wise, in the off season, as Claire mentioned, we have weekly skills training sessions. We have two of those a week. Those are optional. If you'd like to be a part of it, we encourage people to come if they can. But once season starts from March until about the end of May, we do two practices a week. And then you're looking at from March until the end of July, anywhere from 5 to 7 tournaments, depending on the age group. Mm-hmm. And then once we get to the end of May, and then for June and July, we only have one practice a week. We're incredibly flexible when it comes to the time commitment. We just ask everyone to communicate with us. Mm-hmm. We understand that in spring, there's other sports that are being played, right?
Yeah.
A ton of them. So we're very flexible around those other spring sports. We just ask people to be communicative with us. And mm-hmm. Yeah.
And where is your practice location? Does it change?
Right now, we're in the Whalen Field House right now.
Awesome.
So that's where we're practicing right here in Beaver Dam. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, and as we continue to expand, we are looking at other locations, but focused in Beaver Dam, staying mm-hmm. in this area, just to make it accessible for our existing families that are with us. So, and when you ask about I love your question about what does it look like as a parent to get involved? First of all, our website is really easy to remember. It's basketballco.net. I was surprised it was available. As someone who doesn't play basketball, I was like, how did I come up with this?
Yeah, this is genius.
And we also are really active on social media, Facebook and Instagram. If you want to get kind of a feel for our program, we have, you know, it's a really good way to get kind of a preview into what we're all about. But with that being said, really my answer to the question of what do parents and families need to do to get involved, just ask.
Yeah.
We are really, really, really receptive to, you know, maybe you have a little bit of skepticism. Maybe you've been a part of a program that you didn't get what you wanted out of it. And let's move through that, right? Like, bring those questions to us so that we can determine if we are or are not the right fit. We are not the kind of program that is a good fit for everyone. And we don't want to be, right? Like, that's how we protect the culture. And as we continue to grow, that's something that's always going to be on the forefront of our mind. Like, we call that our North Star mm-hmm. when we're kind of, you know, talking about our next step. And so parents oftentimes, when we talk to them, you know, they'll say things like, I was nervous to ask you this, or I thought this might be stupid, or, you know, I'm embarrassed, or I thought I wasn't going to like you, or you know, just like anything out of, you know, people say the darndest things.
Yeah.
And so just know, if you have that curiosity, we're right here. Yes. Just ask, and we try to be accessible to, you know, obviously as we continue to grow, it might not be a 24-hour response, but we'll try to do a 48. So
awesome.
Just any kind of curiosity, we welcome that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, remind us one last time where the website is and where you can find you guys.
BasketballCo.net, the awesome. Dogs Basketball Co. on Instagram and Facebook. And then our phone number is 608-860-1131, and our email is dogs@basketballco.net.
Awesome. Easy enough. Well, thank you both so much for being here, and have fun in Tennessee.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We are going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we will be talking with Church Health Services. That's next on Hometown Today.
We are the Hoekstra crew from Hoekstra's Market and Greenhouse by Fox Lake.
We are now open.
If you're looking for quality plants, amazing customer service, and reasonable prices, look no further than Hoekstra's.
We are your one-stop shop for all your annuals, perennials, hanging baskets, and so much more.
Come check out our new load of statuary.
If you need help deciding what to put in your hanging basket, planter, or flower beds, let the staff at Hoekstra's help you.
At Hoekstra's, we know how important it is to fertilize your plants. Come get your new fertilizer called Beat Your Neighbor.
We are located on County Road A, 1/2 mile north of Highway 33 between Fox Lake and Randolph.
Our hours for May are Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
And we're always closed on Sundays.
Check us out on Facebook and Instagram for pictures and more information.
So come on down to Hoekstra's Market and Greenhouse.
And you'll be glad.
If your florist could talk, they'd ask for Cortec. During the May Gold Tag Sale at Professional Floor Covering, we're featuring Cortec, the floor that's built different. Hey, it's Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, and here's what sets Cortec apart. It's 100% waterproof, so spills, pet accidents, and everyday messes are no big deal. It's scratch resistant and durable enough for high traffic homes, and every plank has a built-in cork underlayment, which means it's quieter, warmer, and more comfortable underfoot. Plus, Cortec installs right over most existing floors, no demo, no hassle, and gives you the look of real hardwood or tile without the maintenance. So if you're ready for floors that actually keep up with your life, now's the time. Shop the May Gold Tag Sale at Professional Floor Covering, 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam, or online at proflr.com. Professional Floor Covering, where great styles start from the ground up.
Energy does more than power homes and businesses. It powers progress. Whether it's supporting new businesses coming to town or helping existing ones expand, our efforts create jobs and improve the places we all call home. At Alliant Energy, we're not just meeting today's energy needs, we're building a stronger energy future for all. It's reliable, it's resilient, and it's built for Wisconsin's future. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/community growth to learn more.
Hey, this is Randy from Professional Floor Covering, welcoming you back to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. I am joined now by Mary Vogelrauscher with the Church Health Services in Dodge County, SHRM. Mary, how are we today?
We are great today. How are you?
Very good. And some exciting things. I know we had you on a couple weeks ago, but tell us about Church Health Services and Dodge County, SHRM.
Okay, I'm going to first talk about Church Health Services. And Church Health Services has three community events that we are going to be doing between now and the 12th of June. And I want to talk to you about all three. The first one we're doing is actually part of the Radiothon. We are doing a brat fry, and our partner out at the Piggly Wiggly in Juneau is being wonderful. That's where it's going to be held. We're going to be doing, even with the price of gas being what it is, order 7 meals or not, we will deliver brat meals to you, but we're partnering with the Great Gathering Source. Laura Slosser is heading it up for the Gathering Source, and then Church Health is doing it. But please, if you are free that Friday from 10 to 12, stop out and see us at Yankee's Piggly Wiggly in Juneau. Support support the Radiothon, support Church Health Services, support the Gathering Source in terms of making money for the Radiothon. So that's the first event that
what
we are
looking at. What day is that again?
On a Friday.
On a Friday, okay.
Perfect day to have lunch brought
in.
And like I said, we will deliver it if you do seven orders of the sandwich, the chips, and we're making homemade desserts that are going to be going with it as part of the meal.
Ooh.
So please
are you making
it.
One?
I know, but I did make one for the Radiothon. I made that key lime pie. So.
Oh, yes, yes, you did. So. Yes, that was a big seller. Love that. What else got going on?
The other thing we've got going on, and this is our only fundraiser, and I do have tickets with me in terms of that, we're doing a golf ball drop.
This
came from Florida, actually. Mm. One of our board members, Rich Zeman, was down in Florida, and he and his partner, Louise, had seen them, and they had come back a couple times and said, you guys should look at doing it. It is similar to the duck drop and what they do in terms of Kiwanis, but it's that same concept in terms of it's $5 a golf ball. We're going to be having the event on a Sunday at Old Hickory. Old Hickory is partnering by bringing in music, entertainment, that day from 12 to 3. They'll have food for sale. They're bringing in a food truck that's going to be doing some of it. And we're going to have silent auction items that this community has donated to us. But the winner will win $1,000.
Wow.
And it should be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And it's totally chance, totally random. If you want tickets, we also have them at the desk at Church Health Services. My big partner in this is Anne from Barber Ann's. She's got them at her salon. I have some in my car. So, but we've sold all but about the last 100 of them.
Wow.
So we are making progress. But
yes.
That it should be a fun event. It's a family event, you know, with the food, with the music, with the entertainment, silent auction that the community members have given us for door prizes. And again, this is our one big fundraiser. It is on a Sunday. That was the day that worked best for Old Hickory, from noon to 3. Our sponsors are Hometown Glass. Our sponsors are Killingsworth and Vessie Financial Partners. So they have been great in terms of doing some things to help us make this happen. So that's Sunday. Old Hickory, noon to 3. The golf ball drop is actually at 1 o'clock.
That's so fun. I remember we talked about it, and it was like you get a number of a golf ball, and then it's, that just sounds awesome. So fun. So tell us a little bit about, the mission behind Church Health Services.
Church Health Services targets people that are within 200% of the federal poverty level. As you had mentioned earlier, the Giving 100, we do the programs in both the Beaver Dam Unified School District, wonderful partners, as well as the Waupun School District. We work with their kiddos. We make sure that someone who needs some help, who needs some services, doesn't not get the services because of inability to pay. So we work with the schools, working with the kiddos. And what we're rolling out this summer deals with group sessions because we told the story at the Giving 100 night. There was a fourth grade little boy that went through our pilot program. But what happens is the counselors have to go up to the classroom and they pull the individual out for a session. Everybody knows why they're being pulled out. They feel like they're being ostracized or feel like they're being put on display. And this little boy did not want to go with my counselor, didn't want to do any part of it because he felt like he was being signaled out. So what we're doing now is we're doing some group sessions, and the Beaver Dam Unified School District and us partnered in terms of that. We wrote some grants and we did the pilot program, and now the summer school program is all being done by the Giving 100 program at both school districts. We are piloting in Waupun in addition to doing it at Beaver Dam. But it's a group of kids, 4, 5, 6 kids in a session. So they aren't just asked, being singled out. And they're fun. They come out with a toolkit, with a fidget, with a koosh ball, different things to say, when we're in a bad situation, how do we get out of it? What do some brainstorming? We've actually broke the curriculum with different activities from the K-5, kindergarten through fifth grade, the middle school kiddos, and then the high school kiddos, because they all have different types of peer pressure that they're under and different circumstances that they're having to deal with.
I bet it helps for the kids as well, like knowing that they're not alone, that they're 100%. Also feeling, what they're feeling is something that somebody else is feeling as well.
100%.
And tell us a little bit about the SHRM.
The SHRM group?
Yes, the SHRM group.
There's a story behind the SHRM group. And people don't realize this. We're in Dodge County. SHRM stands for Society of Human Resource Personnel, Human Resource Management, excuse me. What we are, and I'm not talking Dodge County, and I'm not talking the state of Wisconsin, we are the most award-winning chapter in the United States.
Wow.
And in order to do those awards, we had to do some different projects. So I want to tell you a story about our last project that we did that won a national award for us. There were only 15 chapters or state councils in the United States that won, and we were one of 15.
Wow.
It actually goes back to several people that you will know. It goes back to Rob Johnson initially. Mm-hmm. Rob Johnson was the CEO of the Y, several people before Dirk, but when we built the new Y out in 2007, he is now the Kettle Moraine CEO. He and the State Joint Finance Committee member were talking, and they basically said to him, child care is dead in the water. Mm-hmm. Rich Zeman, who people in this town know, Nancy Knowson, Zeman Properties, and Dirk Langfoss, the current CEO of the Y, went down and talked to Rob because they had a big concern with this new Y that's adding 110 childcare slots. Mm-hmm. And they were, if childcare is dead in the water and it was going to lose their funding, they were very concerned about doing the expansion. So I've known these two gentlemen for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. I've served on the Y board for 15 years.
Yeah.
And they called me up on their way back from Rob, and they said, Mary, we've got a problem. And I said, okay, what's the problem? And they're telling me that they've got to get this some funding for childcare because if not, it's going to raise rates by at least $80 a week. It's afraid of putting families out. Mm-hmm. It's afraid of doing all these things. And that they have been told it's dead in the water. And they said, we know you're involved with Dodge County SHRM. Will you help us? And my answer was, okay, yes, I have a real hard time with the no word. But then the lady sitting over there, who's Tracy Probst, the chamber executive, myself and Dirk Langfoss from the Y were originally the three committee, and then we expanded it. What we did was one of the first things we did, we went and saw Mark Bourne, because he's also the Joint Finance Committee co-chair. Mm-hmm. And the three of us, as well as Mayor Bobby and several other people in the community also met there. We went out to Mayville to talk to Mark Bourne about this because he chairs Joint Finance. Mm-hmm. And if we're going to make any inroads, that's who we needed to see.
Yeah.
So four of us walk in the room and he's looking at us and he goes to us, why are you guys here? He knew why the rest of the – it was a listening session. Mm-hmm. He knew why the rest of the people were there, but he's never seen the four of us walk into mm-hmm. a listening session ever. And we said, well, we're here to talk about childcare. Mm-hmm. And he was very nice and he was cordial and he said, I'm not here to hear about any more child care providers. I need to hear this from employers if we're going to move on this. Mm-hmm. If employers are not coming and saying this is important, we're going, it's nowhere. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I represent employers. I'm HR in mm-hmm. terms of that for the county. Plus, I also served on the state council. So I was not only Dodge County representative, I was Wisconsin representative. And he said, well, what he really needed to hear was from employers. Mm-hmm. So the three of us went and we then did some things. We had a luncheon that my chapter of Dodge County SHRM is wonderful. They paid for a lunch and we invited community council, mm-hmm. anyone that wanted to go to it, to hear what the problems were, to understand why the problems were. And basically what we wanted them to do was either call or write their legislature and say, you need to fund childcare. Mm-hmm. So we did the luncheon, we did the group sessions, we had the radio here, we had, and you guys actually recorded the whole thing and it's on our website. Thank you.
Of course.
We appreciate you, Ashley. And the TV was here and we did a variety of sessions, a variety of different things, and really pushed hard to make this happen, to try and get some movement on the state legislature. Then we were into winter because this is in like March and it's snowing and we're going to go to the Joint Finance Committee meetings across the state. So Tracy was going to go to one with Bobby Mark and then the weather was really bad and they couldn't. And I went to Kaukauna on the day after the election because they had several other people that had just won show up. And basically you get 90 seconds to say why this is important. So I go and speaking for 90 seconds on we need you to support childcare. We had a lot of people there supporting special ed or supporting DNR, but we were saying childcare has to be supported. Mm-hmm. So I spoke for my 90 seconds, and Mark actually came out. I waited 3.5 hours to talk for 90 seconds.
Wow.
Because you have to sign up on the mm-hmm. slot, and that's where I hit. And Mark actually came out and talked to me when they had a break in terms of that. He says, you're here for this, right? And I said, yep. Long story short, we had people send letters, we had people write, we had people call. That was part of how the $380 million got approved for childcare because wow. it went from being told we're dead in the water mm-hmm. to getting it approved. Yeah. So when they did the ribbon cutting, Dirk Langfoss is a sweetheart. He's one of the kindest and nicest men, and he's the CEO at the Y. He had asked Tracy to be there, he had asked Bobby Mark to be there, and he asked myself to be there. And I'm going, okay. And the very first people that he thanked was us because He's told us all privately and he's told us all, you know, publicly mm-hmm. that if you guys hadn't helped us push this through, mm-hmm. childcare would be in big trouble.
Yeah.
So we submitted this as a project because Dodd Sherm funded parts of it and funded the lunch and funded other things and, and took the lead. And what it's called that we won was called an impact grant. We made an impact in terms of that. It's not just a small impact. It was a statewide impact. And we sent everything from the TV links to the radio links. And Dodge County Sherm has it on their website, the work that we did and what the contacts were in terms of that way, because that's the work that we did. So we're a very active chapter. We meet the second Wednesday of the month, not in the summer though, out at Bayside. We bring in everyone from attorneys to doing different things as how can we make an impact on this community? How can we provide additional training materials for this community? And how can we keep current as HR professionals?
Awesome. Well, make sure you get out to your events. You have the golf ball drop, which is June 7th, and the bra fry, which is June 5th. And thank you so much, Mary, for being here.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will be talking with Diana Ogle from the Park Village Shopping Center. That's next on Hometown Today.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Three vessels have just been permitted through the Strait of Hormuz. ABC's Tom Sophie Burridge with more on how it was permitted during the blockade.
Two of them were Chinese flag carriers, and the third was Korean. China's a key ally of Iran, of course. According to Wynwood, this maritime intelligence company which has released this information and data, is that they were all carrying Iraqi or Kuwaiti crude oil. It appears that the US has let them out because they're not breaching the US blockade, which is only on Iranian-linked vessels and vessels carrying Iranian crude or other products.
The war in Iran causing gas prices to jump 40% in this country this Memorial Day weekend compared to last year at this time. Average price about $4.50 a gallon. Multiple sources confirm Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche will meet with Republican senators as more of them speak out of the president's so-called anti-weaponization fund. It'll happen today. This is ABC News.
Breaking news. You need a new mattress. For all kinds of breaking news, stick with your trusted source, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, broadcasting in the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Another Wisconsin community pushes back against data center development. During a Tuesday night listening session in the village of Wrightstown outside Green Bay, most residents oppose the idea of a data center, citing noise, water usage, loss of farmland, and power consumption. Worker deaths in Wisconsin have decreased slightly over the last 3 years, but they remain above the national average. The AFL-CIO's annual Death on the Job report shows 109 workers died on the job in Wisconsin in 2024. That's down from 112 in 2023 and 125 in 2022. And an upcoming horror movie has Wisconsin ties. Back Rooms dates to an eerie 2002 photo of an empty room with dated yellow wallpaper taken from a renovation project at the Oshkosh Hobby Town store that eventually sparked an online phenomenon which a YouTuber turned into a viral series.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune.
The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick. Fast play, fast play. Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
In sports, Kyle Harrison threw a gem as the Brewers swept away the Cubs 5-0 at Wrigley last night. Harrison struck out 11 in 7 innings, gave up just 2 hits. Milwaukee now has a game and a half lead over the Cardinals and the Cubs in the division race. Off day today, the Dodgers come to town tomorrow night, opening up a 3-game weekend series. Aaron Rodgers announced on Wednesday the 2026 season will be his 22nd and last as he gets under center with the Pittsburgh Steelers. High school softball tonight on Daily Dodge TV. TV, Beaver Dam wraps up their regular season as they host Sun Prairie East. Coverage begins at 4:45. The first pitch set for 5 p.m. on DDTV. WIAA softball playoffs begin tonight with quarterfinal action. Limited action in divisions 2 through 5. Most teams will get underway, including Beaver Dam, next week. That's your Daily Dodge Sports Center. I'm Wade Bates on 95.3 WBEV.
Stay in the know with what's happening in your hometown. Listen to Hometown Today, weekdays at 9 a.m. on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Slight chance of rain showers today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 57. Easterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows level off around 42. Daytime highs approaching 64. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently 47.
You wait all winter long for that first hot Wisconsin day, and your air conditioner decides it's still in hibernation. Before the heat rolls in, call JB Mechanical for a spring AC tune-up. They'll make sure your system runs smooth, cool, and efficiently, so you're not sweating it later. Now that's more like it. JB Mechanical is a proud Train dealer. Schedule today at jbmechllc.com.
Good Karma Brands is proud to be an equal opportunity employer, providing equal employment, development, and advancement opportunities to all teammates and applicants. To learn more about careers with us, please send an email to talentacquisition@goodkarmabrands.com. That's talentacquisition@goodkarmabrands.com.
Women's health is a lifelong journey. At Prairie Ridge Health, we're here with you every step of the way. From routine gynecology care to pregnancy, menopause, and everything in between, our team provides compassionate care tailored toward women. Now offering certified nurse, midwives, and urogynecology care. Learn more at prairieridge.health/womenshealth. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Hi, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, making sure you don't miss what's happening in your hometown. It's Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. And before we get into the question of the week, we have to remind you about Wave Hair Studio. Before your next weekend plan, special event, or just because you deserve it, check out the featured services at Wave Hair Studio in Beaver Dam. Wave Hair Studio now has a Wave Specials category on their booking site, making it simple to find current promotions and schedule online. Christina is accepting new clients Fridays and Saturdays and brings 11 years of experience. Her featured services include a $30 senior citizen shampoo and style, a $50 spring special with shampoo, deep conditioning treatment, blowout style, and haircut, plus a luxury shampoo, blowout, and style for $40. Vanessa also has some fun featured options, including Vivid Color Pops, Lightning Plus, Vivid Color, and tinsel add-ons for a little extra sparkle. The best part? Most specials are easy to book online. Just visit WaveHairStudioBD.com, click Wave Specials, and choose a service that fits you. Wave Hair Studio, approachable, fun, local, and ready to help you feel your best. And we have the great Ninja here with us because we are talking about movies.
Yeah, I'm thinking I need to get myself a spot of color and some tinsel thrown in on mine. That might be a good idea. But what do you think, Kale?
I think it would fit you.
Yeah?
I think it would look great. I think it would look very, very good on you, Ninja. Yeah, we had to have the Ninja join us because we're talking movies today with our Hometown Today question of the week. And if we're going to talk movies, we've got to talk to our movie buff, the Ninja.
Aww.
And Ashley, our question of the week this week is, what is the best movie you ever saw in theaters? So I will go to you first, Ashley, and then I'll ask Ninja, and then I'll share mine. And then we're going to share a few of some of our fans' favorites. So what's your favorite movie you ever saw in theaters?
So my most memorable one that I've ever seen. was I was in eighth grade, and I was in the play. And the play was Beauty and the Beast.
Oh.
And we, luckily enough, it was the same year that the live action Beauty and the Beast was coming or was coming out.
I love when these kids date themselves.
I know. Yeah.
Keep going.
So my mom set up a whole big mom and daughter's day. So all of my friends, all of the moms, all went to see Beauty and the Beast. Great show. Loved the music too. And yeah, it was awesome. And it was fun because we all were like, one of my best friends was Belle. So she was like, that's going to be me. And I was a narrator, no acting or musical skills right here. So obviously I wasn't in the singing role and I only had 9 lines. But when they would talk, I'd be like, see, that's my line too.
They heard that raspy voice and they're like, oh, yeah, we know what you're doing.
Yeah, literally.
Exactly. That's funny. I took my oldest to see the Beaver Dam High School production of Beauty and the Beast a few years ago. It was amazing.
It's such a good movie.
I think it was funner watching that than it was at, you know, and I love the live action version with Emma Watson, but yeah, that was pretty awesome. Ninja, I was trying to think and predict what yours is going to be. I have no idea what route you're going with your favorite movie you ever saw in theater.
So this one's going to probably throw you a little bit, but I think my favorite movie I ever saw in theaters happens to also be the first movie I ever saw in theaters.
Ooh.
And this is going to date me a little bit because this goes back quite a ways. But it was a little movie called Star Trek Generations.
Oh.
And it literally blended my love of the original Star Trek series and the movies with the Next Generation television show. Just melded that together beautifully. Saw it with a bunch of my friends. It was a huge birthday event. Not my birthday, but that's fine. And these are friends that I would geek out and nerd out with and play Star Wars and Star Trek with all the time. And so that was like my first real introduction to the big screen cinema. And for what it's worth, I think I was like 8.
Oh, man, that's young.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. That's a tough question for me. I guess, I don't know, like, I guess I'd really have to think about it. Maybe a sip of coffee will help me think about the answer.
Nice.
For those not watching on Daily Dodge TV, using a few props for mine today. Got the old lightsaber busted out. Got the coffee mug to match. Yeah, my favorite is going to be Star Wars that I saw in theaters. It's hard for me to pick which one. Like, generally, any Star Wars I've seen in theaters was pretty awesome. I mean, just beats out any other theater experience I've had. I think if I had to pick a favorite, it's kind of an oddly specific one, which is would be of the prequels, it would be Episode 3. And the reason being is because obviously I was a little too young and not – well, I was a little too young. I am a little too young to have seen the original trilogy in theaters. And then the prequels came out, you know, started coming out in the 90s, and Episodes 1 and 2 – I was young enough that I would have had to have a parent take me, and that was not going to happen. Where I get my love for Star Wars from, I have no idea. So I was not old enough. So it wasn't until Episode 3 came out in theaters, and I was like weeks away from graduating high school, so I was actually able to go on my own. So me and a group of friends got to go. And, you know, up until then, I had watched all the Star Wars. I owned all those Star Wars up until then on VHS and got to watch them. And going from watching them on VHS on like a 26-inch old school TV, like not an LED or LCD or any of that, to watching Episode 3 in the theaters was mind-blowing. I'm like, holy cow, this is a whole different experience here. So that was pretty cool. But then the sequels came out, and that was really fun to go see too. Actually, I saw all 3 sequels with a group of fellow Star Wars nerds here at the office. Episode 9, the most recent of the sequels. That was kind of cool too, because that was the first time that I actually went to watch a movie in a theater that like you can get food and drinks right in the theater. So that was a pretty fun experience too. And although we'll see, maybe I'll have a new favorite tonight because Ninja and I are we got date night tonight. we're going out together. We're going to go see the new Mandalorian Grogu movie tonight.
Yeah. Are you too excited?
We are incredibly excited. We've been debating. I don't know which Grogu to take with me, so I have one with me while we're there. It's going to be absolutely phenomenal. We planned this the minute we knew what the release date. Mm-hmm. We were chatting and talking about, all right, we got to book tickets. We got to figure out times. Don't book any appointments. No games that night.
What's both of yours go-to snack?
Well, I'm classic. I love my popcorn.
Okay, thank you. Kale?
Oh, man. Yeah, popcorn is pretty high on the list. I mean, if we're talking salty snacks at the theater, it's going to be popcorn. I'm just a tiny bit more of a candy guy, though. So my go-to, although I don't eat them as much these days, the older I get, the worse I realize they are for my teeth, but I love Dots.
Fair.
Love Dots candy. Though that would be like, if I had to go to theater, I'd like get one thing, it's going to be the Dots. Speaking of what's your favorite movie you ever saw in theaters, we had some fans chime in on Facebook as well. James says, there's a few good ones, but The Sting is extra special because I got to go with my grandma. That's pretty cool.
Interesting movie to watch with your grandma. Go you.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking, too. I'm like, yeah, let's go, grandma. Shannon says, really any of the movies she got to see at the outdoor theater that used to be over by the fairgrounds.
Okay. They need to bring those back.
That was a long time ago. I know.
I don't know why we went away from those.
I've said forever that I want to go see a movie on the outdoor screen up by like the Dells there. They got one there. That would be really, really fun. Mark said his favorite that he got to see in theater, Jaws. Solid choice. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We're going to need a bigger boat. Aubrey. Aubrey says Jurassic Park is her favorite movie she got to see in theaters. That's a classic.
It's a great movie.
Matthew says the first Avatar movie was his favorite scene in theaters, though he admits that getting to see Harry Potter with a live orchestra was pretty cool. I've seen a couple things like that where that would be such a neat experience.
Yeah.
And then finally, Greg. Oh, Greg's got a classic. He says his favorite to see in theaters was Animal House.
Ooh. Animal House.
I have not watched Animal House in years. I need to rewatch that movie again because it's been a long time. Toga, 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 toga. There's so many classic scenes in that movie. Oh, so good. There we go. Our question of the week, favorite movies we've ever seen in theaters.
Well, I hope you too. I hope the movie's as good as you hope it is.
I think it will be, and I think the conversation afterwards is going to be just as good as the movie.
I don't know if the drive home is going to be long enough for us to even have that conversation. Wally and I are going to be live tomorrow on Hometown Today out at Jim's Farmstead. We may have a 2-hour Mandalorian Grogu review.
I was going to say, Kale, just cancel the show. It's just going to be Kale and Ninja 2 hours straight, no commercials, just talking about the show.
Exactly.
Sounds good. I'll bring more popcorn.
Yeah. There you go. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking about what's going on. That's next on Hometown Today.
Energy does more than power homes and businesses. It powers progress. Whether it's supporting new businesses coming to town or helping existing ones expand, our efforts create jobs and improve the places we all call home. At Alliant Energy, we're not just meeting today's energy needs. We're building a stronger energy future for all. It's reliable, it's resilient, and it's built for Wisconsin's future. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/community-growth to learn more.
When you're craving great food and a welcoming atmosphere, head to Benvenuto's in Beaver Dam or Fond du Lac. They've got classic Italian favorites that everyone can enjoy. Make Thursdays easy with 20% off takeout orders, or unwind on Wine Wednesday with half-price bottles of wine. Whether you're dining in or taking it to go, Benvenuto's delivers incredible flavor with an experience that keeps you coming back. Benvenuto's Italian Grill in Beaver Dam and Fond du Lac.
Experience, knowledge, and results. That's what you need when you've been in a serious truck accident. Call Gruber Law Offices. We've successfully helped people injured by big trucks for more than 35 years. Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
The WBEV Morning Show with Wade Bates and Sherry Sackett.
Do I seem like much of a crier to you?
I don't know, but sometimes if you fall...
Given birth. Do you think a little fall is going to make me cry?
Did you get an epidural?
Did not get an epidural.
So you didn't...
Oh! for the birth?
Yeah.
I thought you were being sassy about the fall and being sarcastic. Yes, I did.
So you didn't feel anything?
Have you seen the size of those needles?
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 95.3 WBEV.
Hey neighbor, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, welcoming you back to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. And Kale, what do we got going on?
Oh, we got a number of things going on. It's kind of crazy to think we're like two-thirds of the way through May already.
I know. Somebody said that yesterday, and I was like, no, we're not.
Like, it's going to be June in like less than a week and a half. It's wild. But yeah, we got plenty of stuff going on. Coming up tonight, we've got some more. This second half of the week has been like ideal weather for outdoor sports. It's been perfect weather. We got some high school sports coming up tonight. Beaver Dam softball going to be out at the new softball diamond. They'll be hosting Sun Prairie East. Wally going to have the play-by-play on that one. 4:45 for the pregame over on Daily Dodge TV. So definitely don't miss out on that one. And, of course, you can always catch the latest high school sports schedules over on the sports page at DailyDodge.com. We kind of mentioned it earlier, Ashley. I don't know why I said Sherry. Almost. I don't know. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to be on the road, and it's going to be a big old day over at Jim's Farm Stand just outside of Juneau, right there on Highway DJ. You just take DJ out of Juneau, head a little bit east, and you're just a few minutes out of town right there. We're going to be out there live starting at 6 a.m. with the morning show. Wade Bates and Sherry Sackett will be out there. And then from 9 to 11, it'll be Wally and I doing Hometown Today, an extended version. It'll be Wally and I. You'll be out there. It's not that you're gone.
I'll be chowing down on some brats.
Yeah, you're going to be helping out getting things ready for the brat fry, which then kicks off at 11 o'clock. That's 11 till 1. Get that Pernit brat with a soda or a water for just $2. And I love it. Always great because a portion of those proceeds goes to the Good Come Brands, John Moser Children's Radiothon. And, of course, your next chance to get stamped on the WBEV Brat Fry Summer Sweepstakes that we got going on, presented by Hometown Glass and Improvement and Newman Pools. I think there's been quite a few. Do we even know how many people have gotten started yet? I'm sure there's been quite a few already.
I know at Ballwig, we had like 175, 200 people stamped to get their first cards. Nice. And then we had a couple more at M People.
Okay.
But I'm really looking forward to more this week. So I've become the stamper, Kale.
I love it.
I've asked Charlie every single week.
I can see see that being a good fit for you.
Yeah, I really enjoy it.
Stamper. I like it.
Did I tell you when I let Vili do it and he stamped the bottom of the card?
I think you did. And
he missed the circle.
I want to laugh at him, but like I'm also somebody who, even at my age, still colors outside the lines. Like I can't aim. So yeah, I can't really make fun of him for that. But you should. I mean, if you enjoy stamping that much, you should think about becoming a notary public.
Oh, I should.
Stamping. You'd probably be good at that. But so that's all going on tomorrow out at Jim's Farm Stand. So yeah, come out, get your first stamp, get your next stamp. It's super easy. You just get 5 stamps. You visit 5 brat fries. And then you get into the drawing. We'll draw for September 3rd for 3 different prizes, including that grand prize of $4,000. Do want to quickly mention before we get out of here, too, Ashley, we've been mentioning throughout the week some of the different Memorial Day ceremonies that are going to be happening around the area. I know we've been talking a lot about the Beaver Dam one. I know the other day I think we mentioned Fall River. Got another note on one. Cambria American Legion is actually going to be hosting 3 different ceremonies this year, which is pretty cool. So the first one will be at the fire station in Friesland at 9 a.m. on Monday. Then they'll be over at the Cambria Dam at 10 o'clock. That one will be kind of specifically to pay tribute to those who lost their lives at sea. And then they'll wrap it up with a third one over at the school at 10:30. So that is Cambria's plans for Memorial Day. Again, Beaver Dam, 10:15 out at Oakwood Cemetery. We'll have that live over on Daily Dodge TV, courtesy of Hometown Glass and Improvement and Gina Omeg of State Farm Insurance.
Well, awesome. That is going to do it for us today. We'll be back same time, different place tomorrow. Jim's Farm Stand. Make sure you're there. on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.